Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Very, very excited to have Nadia Reid here in studio. Shall we just move this microphone so we can have a little chat? Now, Nadia, you're playing with the APO as part of Elemental Nights. How are those headphones of volume? Do you want me to turn them up, turn them down?
Sounds pretty good. Oh, a little bit, a little nudge up. Yep.
Okay. Town Hall. Have you played the Town Hall before, Nadia?
Not in this capacity. Mm-hmm. I've performed a song or two there, but not my own headline show.
How does it work performing with the APO? Obviously, you've got a body of work. Do you just brief them on a potential set list and they learn the songs and you convene? Talk me through it.
So the songs are being arranged by a composer called Antonia Barnett McIntosh. I've not met her yet, but she's an amazing arranger. So she's taken 10 of my songs from various records and is doing the magic that is arranging.
Do you give her a brief on what songs you'd like to play, or does she listen to your catalogue and then make the call?
I gave her a wish list, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's pretty much kind of left to her interpretation. Mm-hmm. And
has she chosen anything in the set list which has surprised you?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't listened to... We've been rehearsing for another show with the NZ Trio, which is a three-piece classical ensemble. So we've been in the world of those arrangements, which Alex Taylor has done. So the nature of like the APO, the larger orchestra shows, is that you generally like get together the day before. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, all the players are reading off sheet music and my band and I will just learn everything up. But yeah, it's going to be a kind of new experience.
It must be quite exciting or thrilling, perhaps. Could I use that? Thrilling?
I think in a number of ways. Like, firstly, just to be back playing shows feels good. And yeah, to have had sort of level of care with these songs, and you know, it's like breathing new life into them. And
I mean, if you've not been out on the road in a while and really not road tested these songs, it must be quite... Is the volume okay over there? Yeah, it must be interesting learning them with the APO, because you've not really like had an opportunity to like really bed them down with a band.
I mean, I think from a band perspective, we've bedded them down, like, just because of the amount of touring we've done together, the amount of years we've played together. I did get like some really good pockets of touring in between, like 2021. I got to kind of, you know, in the little pockets of lockdowns.
Yes, yeah, kind of course.
Had pretty good timing. So I think in that respect, it will be good. But it has added a new dimension to them.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, you are in here this evening. You're joined by a gentleman on guitar. Would you like to introduce him?
Yes, so this is Sam Taylor, who hasn't got a microphone, but he's my guitar player, MD, and yeah, good amount of years of playing together, travelled the world, done the miles.
Well, you guys are in here to play live, so I'm going to move this microphone. You've got one which I reckon you could probably keep on your vocals, and I will just push this towards your guitar and potentially, hopefully, catch the room somewhat.
Oh, yep.
Are you okay standing up, performing, Nadia?
Yeah.
Okay. You got some headphones on. How are you feeling?
Is everyone pretty
feeling
good?
Feeling good about where the microphones are?
Yeah.
Got some thumbs up?
It's almost getting dark. It gets dark early here.
It certainly does.
Not used
it's
to
the
it.
Middle of winter.
Here we go.
Cool. Thank you.
It sounded absolutely fantastic to me. I know we cut a bit of a rinky-dink set up here at BFM. But
I've never been up here at this time of the day.
Yeah, it's pretty fast and loose, to be honest. Yeah. There's a lot of situations happening on a Friday evening, but it's always a good time. Nadia Reid, thank you very much for coming in. Okay, just to recap for everyone, Nadia Reid performing with the APO on the 24th of July, which is actually in the very near future. There's a bit of a run of shows thanks to Elemental AKL.
Yep. It is soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a Sunday and Auckland Town Hall should be good.
It's kind of like the pinnacle of venues in Auckland, really. If you're going to play somewhere, that's the place.
Definitely up there, yeah.
If people want to grab any of your new music, where do they do so, Nadia? Is Bandcamp a great place for picking up your latest record?
I think Flying Out have some. Bandcamp's always good. Flying Out, Marbeck's online somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think tickets to that show are banishmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also check out Auckland Live.
Yeah.
Very reasonably priced for the lineup that is on offer. Should be an incredible show. Thank you for coming in this evening. And if people want to just keep an eye on Nadia Reid stuff, where's the best place to just keep an eye on future?
Instagram or I don't know.
Social media.
Yeah, the internet.
The internet. Right, Nadia, thank you so much for coming in this evening.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you the 24th of July at the Auckland Town Hall with the APO.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.